You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Daily World Cup Podcast, the penultimate edition of this podcast, looking ahead to Saturday's action. It's the third place playoff. Belgium take on England, a chance for these two sides to fight out for one last victory at the World Cup in Russia. And of course, we'll be getting some betting thoughts on the match along the way as well. We'll also get a couple more of the country files. We'll have one last look at some quirky facts about both Belgium and England on this edition as well. In terms of the match betting, Belgium are 23-20, the draw is 13-5, and England are 11-5. We'll start by heading to Lee Phelps, who was joined by a proud Englishman.
Right, Derek McGovern's with us to have a look at arguably the most important game of the year in football. Not France-Croatia, it's Belgium-England, isn't it? Third place playoff, the game no one wants to play in, apart from the lads who've gone there and sat doing loads of training. They've trained for 4 weeks, Derek, not had a sniff, and now the likes of Nick Pope will get to step on the hallowed turf of a World Cup. I'm guessing that the third place playoff is swearing to you, is it, Derek?
Well, I'm just wondering whether those players who haven't had a game in the World Cup will actually want to. I'm guessing even those don't want to play in that. They've got to be buggering off back home to England now, wouldn't they? Surely.
Could be our best performance since 1966 if we finish third.
Well, I tell you what, you know, five Tottenham players finished the game against Croatia the other night, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised that we're only aiming for a place in the top four. I mean, it's a useless game, and it could be the first time the two same countries, England and Belgium, have played twice in a World Cup with nothing at stake. Mm. It's quite incredible. And in fact, they should make this the Community Shield as well. You know, 3-1 go. It's just a nothing game. And you look back to previous results to see if there's any kind of trends, and there isn't really. It's a game that you don't want to play in, and you want to watch even less, I think.
Yeah. I guess the only thing, even the idea that the Golden Boot's at stake is not really true, because I mean, Lukaku on the golden boot rules, if the players finish level on goals, then assists come in. As Derek loves that idea of assists counting for anything in the world of football. I think Lukaku's two behind at the moment, and he's behind on assists, so effectively he'd have to score a couple, assist one, or score a hat-trick, which is pretty unlikely, Derek. But I'm sure he'll play. I'm sure they'll have a go at it. He's 16-1 to be the top goal scorer. For betting rules, if they finish level on goals, then dead heat rules apply. So if he scores two in the game, then you'd get a split stake on that 16-1, providing Harry Kane doesn't score, of course.
Well, if Lukaku does get a hat-trick, I think Harry Kane will claim one of them anyway, won't he? I mean, Kane will want to play, won't he?
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
It will be a sort of a hollow victory in my eyes if he finishes with five goals and wins the Golden Boot, and he's done it with penalties. As I said on this broadcast before, the penalties should not count in the Golden Boot, but he'll win it, and he'll boast to everybody in England. Well, England fans will say we had the Golden Boot winner.
That's fair enough, Derek. Come on now.
No.
He scored six goals in the World Cup. It doesn't matter how they go in, does it? Off your heel.
When it's penalties, yeah,
you've still got to score them, haven't you? You've still got to score them. What have you made of... I know you weren't keen on England winning the World Cup. I mean, I must have... When you said that, I thought, Derek, that's just typical Derek. And then let me tell you this little tale, Derek. So for the Sweden game, I was just at home on my own. Both their daughters had gone off to parties and various things. I thought, this is going to be nice. So I sat in and watched the first half. It was fairly comfy, wasn't it? Sweden weren't up to much.
Yeah.
And what I decided to do is I'll go out at half-time, rather than sitting and listening to all the, you know, what I've just seen for 15 minutes, I'll go out and do a couple of jobs around the garden. And then I'll come, on the second half, I was just going to go in the garage. I've got a bike set up in there. I'm just going to do a bit of exercise while I watch the second half. All planned out. Glorious, glorious. So I went out at half-time. And we're leading Sweden 1-0 in the quarterfinal of the World Cup, but it was by no means home and hosed. And there was someone letting off fireworks.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought to myself, what is this country going to be like if we do win the World Cup? So I saw it. I thought, yeah, I get it. I get where Derek's coming from.
You don't think it was someone shooting at you?
It could have been. It could well have been. what a triumphant tournament though for England. I mean, you know, they've come out of it a changed team. We're all going to love international football now. We won't be poo-pooing the idea of an international break anymore. We're looking forward to seeing Harry, Maguire, Kane. We're looking forward to seeing Trips, aren't we? We're looking forward to seeing Dele Alli and Sterling now.
Oh, certainly. I saw one of the odds in one of the bookies earlier this week. Gareth Southgate 5-2 to be knighted. Knighted. But going out in the semi-finals, the best chance England will ever have of winning the World Cup, going out in the semi-final to a country of 4 million. Now, you might think, well, 4 million is a few, isn't it? Well, let's say it's 2 million of them are women, so they don't qualify. Right, so there's 2 million gone. And then men between the ages of 18 and 30, how many? There's probably only about 72 of them. So if you're male in Croatia, between the ages of 18 and 30, you get a game for your national side, and they just put England out of the World Cup, and yet it was a triumphant World Cup for England. It would be Panama, Tunisia, lost to the only two decent sides they met, Belgium and Croatia, and beat Sweden, who were crap, and Colombia on penalties. Wow, whoopee-doo.
It's not the dawning of a new age, then?
Oh, Jesus. And I keep reading, well, this is a different England team, because we like them. These are likeable. What, likeable? Ashley Young, likeable. Dele Alli, likeable. Jordan Pickford, who moans when he has to make a save. Imagine me getting a throw-in, taking the throw-in and then moaning at everyone. Who let that bloody ball go out? I mean, it's just... It's not as dislikable as previous England teams, but they've got enough dislikable players there for me to actively want them to lose when they play. Isn't that terrible as an Englishman? That's what I think of the England team.
I think maybe it says more about you than it does them.
Well, it probably does. It probably does. But no one celebrates that Croatian goal winner more than I did the other night.
I can imagine. When you look back at the 1990, which, you know, to, you know, a lot of people in my age and your age, you kind of look back and think, that was a team. That was a team. That was a proper team. All right, we had Ireland in the group stages. We had Holland. We drew 0-0 with Holland. And we squeezed past Egypt, didn't we? And then you go forward, you think Belgium, we weren't much shakes back then after extra time 1-0. Then we beat Cameroon. So it wasn't like we were kind of like beating all comers in that tournament either. Generally, you don't tend to meet any absolute stellar teams, do you, until you get to the semi-finals?
Yeah, that's true. But that was it. When you look back and you think, yeah, well, they probably had as easy a route as this one had, and you know, but they had better players then, and you know, they met a good team in the semi-final. You know, the West German team then was better than the Croatian team now.
True.
And you know what? One of the reasons I didn't want England to get to the World Cup final, I just thought I couldn't bear the thought of Jordan Henderson being in the World Cup final and Steven Gerrard never ever making it, or John Barnes never ever making it, and some of these players who were in the England team are not fit to lace the boots of previous England players, more recent England players at that, by the way. And yes, you know, they could have been in the World Cup final. It just seemed all wrong to me.
Yeah. What's going to happen in this Belgium-England game then, Derek? We haven't got team news as we record but
Belgium are favourites, and rightly so, because I actually think they're a class above England. I really do. Even if Fellaini plays, I still think they'll win. It's a third-place playoff, so it's who wants it least, isn't it, really? If there was something to play for in this game, I'd be all over Belgium. And you can only say, well, there was nothing to play for in the previous match, and Belgium won that one. So why should it be any different this time around? They're better players, better team, and they're playing against an England team who think they probably just want to get home and soak in all the adulation that they're for some reason going to get. So I've got to go for Belgium here.
Yeah, the price is 23-20 Belgium. The draw 13-5 in England, 11-5. If Lukaku plays, which we expect he will, he's 11-10 to score any time, 4-1 to score first. Two or more is 5-1. And a hat trick, if you fancy having a little bit of a dabble on that idea of him going for the golden boot, they'll give him free kicks, they'll give him penalties, they'll be doing everything they can to get him to score. 28-1 rather than the 16s for him to win the golden boot. So there's a few interesting little markets around there. Lukaku to score and Belgium to win in 90 minutes is 5-2. England to score in both halves is 3-1. Harry Kane to score and England to win is 7-2. And Eden Hazard and Marcus Rashford both to score is 10-1. But
did you just say he's 16-1 to win the golden boot, but 28-1 to get a hat trick?
Yeah.
Because he's got to get a hat-trick.
He doesn't need to get a hat-trick, does he? If he gets two goals...
No, he's going to get two and about 11 assists as well, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's
just I think he's got to get a hat-trick. I think it's an assist. Then it goes down to goal minutes. If they're tied on goals and assists, it goes down to goal minutes. But to be sure of it, he'd need a hat-trick.
So
you look at... But and that's you're also taking into account that Kane doesn't play, I suppose, or doesn't score. So, you know, there's a few things, you know, it's not as simple as 28-1 versus 16-1. But I think if that's the basis of your argument, that you want to have a little bet on Lukaku to win the Golden Boot, you may as well go for the hat-trick, couldn't you? But even if you're, Derek, even if you're splitting the stakes, if you think 16-1 and it's a dead heat, you know, you have a tenner, you're getting a fiver at 16s, aren't you? Whereas it's 5-1 for him to score two or more. So you'd still win a bit more with that in mind. Still a bit of excitement to go, Derek. Enjoy the last weekend of the World Cup. And obviously, we're all looking forward to the return of the Premier League. I think it starts in about 20-odd days, doesn't it?
Yeah. Bring it on.
Lee Phelps and Derek McGovern there then giving their thoughts on the match. Now, before we get the thoughts of the Racing Post boys, let's get a little bit more information about Belgium in the latest of our country files.
Welcome to Belgium, where three official languages are used: Dutch, French and German. There are more castles per square kilometre in this country than there are in any other in the world. If you like your comics, then you'll know that Tintin, the Smurfs and Lucky Luke are all from this country. And if you used to have a Walkman strapped to your hip, the music tape was invented by the Belgian department of Philips in Hasselt in 1963. Education's compulsory here until you're 18 years old. And one to finish on for chocolate lovers, over 220,000 tonnes of the stuff is produced by Belgium every single year.
So there you go, a little bit more information about the country of Belgium. Let's get back into the betting angles then, and we'll join Bruce Millington and the Racing Post guys.
Hi, I'm Bruce Millington. Welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup betting preview. We're looking ahead to the third, fourth playoff of the World Cup. 3 p.m. on Saturday, England versus Belgium. A meaningless game for a lot of people, but if you have a bet, it spices it up. And who should that bet be, Mark Langdon?
I think it should be on Belgium. When the two reserve sides met previously, it finished 1-0 to Belgium. I thought they were more than in control of that game, looked very comfortable winners. They've had an extra day to recover from their semi-final heartache, and I think we saw England's limitations exposed in terms of they haven't really got that many players on the bench. So Belgium for me.
Okay, and who for you, Dan Childs?
I'm going to go for the draw here. I think the market's a little bit too heavily in favour of Belgium. England were favourites before the first game. Belgium were marginally, I thought, the better side, but I think it'll be another tight game, and I'm going to go with a draw.
Lovely stuff, chaps. We are back with the World Cup final preview. Join us for that.
And finally, let's finish with the country file for England then, as if we didn't know enough about England and all the heartbreak that comes with being an England fan. Let's learn a little bit more about the quirkier side of being English.
Welcome to England, where medieval football often led to serious injury or death. At least 40 men drowned during one game when they chased the ball into the sea. If you're a fan of the royal family, here's a quirky fact for you. King Henry VIII is said to have exploded in his coffin. There's one place the Queen cannot go in England, and that's the House of Commons. During the Great Stink of 1858, the Thames smelt so bad from raw sewage that Parliament had to close. They even thought about reorganising it in Oxford or St Albans. And finally, many Roman roads have cherry trees along the route because soldiers used to spit out the cherry stones going from town to town.
There you go then, some betting tips for the game, a bit of colour around the match as well. Thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully England will leave the World Cup with a victory, and the boys will get the credit that they deserve. They deserve it anyway, in my opinion. They come back heroes. Let's hope they can do it one last time, one final 90 minutes, and they can come home with a victory under their belts in their final match at Russia. It's all to look forward to on Saturday afternoon, and we'll be back, of course, looking ahead to the big one, the World Cup final, as France take on Croatia. Do join us on tomorrow's edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.